On tonight's episode of Side Stage with the IVGO, we ask the important language questions.
Was that a fat joke?
Yes, the ones who are so deeply ingrained in the fight of American English versus proper English.
And finally, we come to a great conclusion.
It just keeps getting worse.
Join us tonight.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another Side Stage with IVGO. I am Lisa McChrisigan, your editor and host number one. Host number two, I'm going to introduce Keith Milligan.
Hello, I'm number two.
Woo!
Host number three is Shireen Pereira.
Woo!
And host number four, last but most definitely not least, because he is larger than life itself, Mr. Robert Luke Martin.
Hello. Was that a fat joke?
No.
It's fine if Never. It was. Just roll with it. I still like how Shireen once again.
Yeah, we're on episode seven and Shireen has not learned to say hello on an audio podcast.
Exactly that.
Like, I'd even accept G&H if you didn't want to say hello. We're not that fussy. Like,
keeping
we
it.
Just need you to say hi.
Keeping it real.
Shireen, letting down the orchestra one day at a time.
Hi, guys.
Anyway, on today's episode, you may remember from last week, we talked an awful lot about different aspects of nerd culture, like cosplay and fan fiction and all that kind of stuff. Today, we're going to delve into that tiny little bit more, but focus more on hobbies that come out of gaming. So, for example, we've got cosplay as one, but another one that comes out of it is the idea of gaming journalism, for example, and that kind of ideas. And basically, it fascinates me that people can make so much money out of just playing games, and that's an ideal life that I want. So I would love to hear everybody's gaming hobbies. This is going to be a really chill podcast because I didn't plan out that intro at all. But anyway.
Sure, look.
Based on that.
You know, if they've been sticking with us since, you know, for seven episodes now, I think.
Hi, Keith's mom.
Every time she hears.
They know the drill.
Anytime she hears, oh, Keith's parents, she's like, oh, that's us. And I'm like, yes, get used to this now, mother. This has become a thing.
she's still excited about it, but like sometimes we say things we shouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to seeing her seeing that episode.
That episode.
Oh, episode five.
Yeah, the fun one. The one I can't remember.
I'm just gonna say I was listening back to episode two this week and Lisa said, oh, we would never get drunk on the podcast. We're not so irresponsible to do that. And I snort laughing while driving because I knew very well that the week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, that's exactly what happened.
Yep.
Yeah. In my defense,
I was trying to be a good influence.
I've been perfectly sober until we introduced David. So I'm going to blame him.
David's not here anymore.
This is all David's fault.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not here to defend himself, so of course it is.
Well, Keith, I'd like to introduce our special guest for the evening. David just comes walking into
your room.
Not even into the Discord. It's in your house.
Yeah. Glass of wine in
just
hand.
Slowly just slides in behind you.
Keith got lucky.
It's too early. It's too early in the podcast. Anyway, let's get back onto topic immediately. And because he's decided that he's going to do a lot of talking to start us off, I'm going to go to Keith first.
Oh.
So, would you like to tell us about any gaming hobbies that you enjoy and things that maybe you would like to pursue down the line?
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of my time, which is makes me sound very, very sad, watching, like, Let's Players on YouTube.
I relate.
Yeah.
This is a video game orchestra podcast. There is no shame.
This is true.
run by agents.
So, like, I watch people like Funhouse or Call Me Kevin or Nerdcubed. So it would be, like, the main lads.
Yeah.
So, like, a sort of... That's something that, you know, I did once want to get into. And when I say once, I mean, like, whenever I was doing my GCSEs, so whatever age that is, like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Because it was for media studies I was doing. And we had to... Well, you had the choice for an assignment. You could do a magazine. So I was thinking, oh, I'll do a gaming magazine because, yeah, cool. And...
You're the only person in the year who did it.
Yeah. So I was like, let's get, you know, this like recording software so I can get it all properly done. And then I was like, oh yeah, and then I can do Let's Playing and get famous on YouTube. And then that never happened because I did a music video instead of a magazine. So, okay.
That was just like a general thing when you were like 15, 16 though, where it was like, I'm going to be a YouTube personality. Mm. I'm a YouTuber. And I'm going to be vlogging. And it never happened.
No, it's like YouTube wasn't a thing when I was 15.
Oh, you're so old. So, yeah, like that's something that never happened.
Sorry, Robert. I didn't mean to make you think. Feel that old.
YouTube started in 2009. I was in college.
I don't know why, but I thought it was like earlier than that.
I'm going to double check myself, but I'm pretty sure it was 2009.
I would have been I think I would have been.
Oh, I'm sorry. 13? No, I'm sorry. I was incorrect. YouTube started in 2005. So I was in high school.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. That seems a bit...
Like, no one used it. Yeah, it was
just
like, point.
Oh, it's just that video site, like, which in itself sounds not great.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like porn, yeah. Let's be honest. I'm gonna be the one to say it. It sounds like porn.
Which is why I wanted to go onto it. Hi, parents.
It just keeps getting worse. Our loyal
note
fans.
To self, cut to Robert's face there.
We're gonna start a Kickstarter for Keith's mom and dad so they can replace their son.
Oh, yeah. I will fund that.
Back to the point. Keith, if you were to go into it now and do Let's Play and stuff now, what do you think would be the sort of games you'd want to do?
I mean, let's be honest, it's just gonna be me replaying God of War constantly. That's just going to be the channel.
Fair.
It's either going to be that or just me having an angry face over The Last of Us 2. I don't know why I'm looking. I'm looking over across the room at the PlayStation like, this will happen to you sometime. But no.
You're actually sorry for it.
Yeah. It only has 2 months of life left and then it gets thrown away for the newer model.
I know. But you know, like,
or recycled.
Like, they kind of have like a theme. So like for a long time, like obviously Markiplier was like, oh, I do horror games. Mm. And then people like you said, like Funhouse and basically all those Rooster Teeth subdivisions, they did like big party streaming games like Gmod Murder and now Among Us and stuff like that. I enjoy watching those, but the idea of doing that is a bit strange to me because I am a solo gamer in a way.
Yeah, no, I would do sort of if... And like purely hypothetical, because this is never going to happen. If I ever was to do something like that, I would just do like the single player style stuff.
Mm.
I think
why do you think it will never happen? It's not that difficult.
I don't have the personality for it. I'm just barely able to keep it together here.
You're podcast fans, Mike.
Well, you're on a podcast. Like,
I was going
to
say.
Same thing, except instead of reacting to us, you're reacting to a chat box.
Yeah, but yeah. I have 3 people to make fun of here that I know I can make fun of, whereas in the chat box.
It's not working, though, but.
We just laugh at it.
It's just like, oh, that's just Keith being Keith.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say again was with solo gaming, it's like you either have to be like a big game reviewer in that way or you are just like going, like I find a lot of them are like speedrunners and I hate that. I don't enjoy watching that. Like, fair play to you. It's an achievement for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, like I enjoy just like watching, like people play games in general. But I do think there's something like interesting and different about speedruns. Like, I'd I'd watch it, like, I suppose in a different mood, like, ooh, this is cool, like, they can finish this game so quickly, like, ooh, like, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate on it.
I do, but only when it's, only if they're, like, taking advantage of, like, a bunch of different, like,
glitches and stuff
in the game.
Yeah.
Like, if you're gonna speedrun the game properly. Don't take advantage of the developers' loopholes and issues in their programming.
But like,
I find that interesting.
I think that's still like cool.
I don't. I feel like that's cheating.
Yeah, if you're gonna speedrun right.
We've learned here Robert hates finishing quickly. Thank you very much.
Keith is gonna start his own podcast. He's going rogue.
He's getting drunk on water in a rock shore glass. Anyway, moving on.
Yes, editor Lisa.
Anything else you're interested in, Keith?
So it's sort of like one thing I'm quite interested in is like sort of researching the game music. So mainly like how it works. So obviously, like if you have a movie, that's maybe, you know, for a 2-hour movie, you've got 90 minutes of music and that just goes from start to finish. That doesn't change however many times you watch the movie. It's always the same. Whereas for games, you could start the game and, you know, take half an hour over the like introduction section. You get to a fight section, the music changes, you die, you go back to sort of about halfway through that introduction section, you get up to the fight section again, you know, then the music changes again and you get past that. So it sort of has to constantly be changing to adapt to what the player's doing.
What do they call it? Dynamic?
Dynamic soundtrack.
The example that I always use for it is Halo, because as you like back out of a fight, maybe to get more ammo or whatever it is, the music really dies down and you kind of just get really quiet, just like really, really quietly. And then as you're in the middle of it, it all just kicks off. The brass is joins in. It's one of the things that's really cool.
It's brilliant. Yeah, no, like one of the things I have is this was back whenever I was in uni and actually, you know, looking at this properly, there was one like study that I used a lot. And this is quite a catchy title, so get ready for this. Rescoring the game's score, dynamic music, personality, and immersion in the ludonarrative.
Oh, wow.
Which, I mean, it just sounds so sexy. But it's basically, that study is looking at Batman Arkham City, and like specifically one of the wee, like, the combat rooms where, like, you know, you can stealth around us or you can just go in and fight the people. And they sort of...
It has a fab soundtrack.
It's brilliant, yeah. But they did it with three groups. So one group had no soundtrack at all. One had like a linear soundtrack. So basically what you would hear just if you played the soundtrack on, you know, Spotify or whatever. And one of them had the actual dynamic soundtrack where, you know, if you sort of swooped down and took out an enemy, the music would rise up and then it would sort of die away again whenever you went and hid in the shadows like a bat. So like that would be an example like of, I'm just going to go nerd here, I'm so sorry.
That's cool.
That would be an example of vertical reorchestration, where like, you know, it basically the orchestra expands outwards as I'm so indicating with my hands for the YouTube viewers.
Yes.
So where, like, you know, it'll start with maybe, I think in Batman's case, sort of, like, low bass.
Yeah.
Like that. And then whenever you actually get into a fight, or, like, in Halo, like you said, you know, like, all the brass, all the strings, woo. And then when you go out again, it's like, meh.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the other side of that, there's the whole idea of the music has to go from one track to another, essentially, seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, if you go to a different room in the game or you go to a different scene or whatever. Or, like, well, I mean, if you finish the combat encounter, you know, it goes from the action to the very, like, you know, exploration music. So, like, an example of that would be the game Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, which, you might sort of...
I have never played.
It's amazing. Like, the soundtrack is incredible. It's more of a radio drama than a game, I would say, but...
Oh, that's
shout out to Jessica Curry. Call us. We love you.
She responded to my questions for my tech project, so thank you, Jessica. You the one. That's one, like, obviously that doesn't have any combat or anything in it, so that has no real changing of the pieces while they're playing in terms of, you know, having less or more instruments playing. But because that game, you're just constantly moving from one area to another, and just as the story rolls on, it doesn't, the music doesn't just stop and then start again, like, sort of really abruptly. It just sort of fades into each other. And that would be, I can't remember if I said the name of it, but I'm going to say it again because it makes me sound smart. Horizontal resequencing, I think.
Woo.
Cool. This is the thing, it's not something that I know an awful lot about. Like, I know it's a thing, but it's not something, like, as you say, it's something you're really into and something that you really enjoy learning about. It's not something I knew I ever think about. Like, I was a kid, I was like, oh, I want to compose music for games. But there's so much more in it than just sitting down and writing a track like you would for a movie. But it's even the same as, this is going out of game slightly, but with Lord of the Rings, there's obviously the film score, and then there's the complete collection film score, which is every single bit of music that's in it, played one after the other. So you can watch the movie or listen to the movie as a soundtrack.
Okay, I'm going to look that up whenever we finish recording. That sounds amazing.
It's got all the ones that you didn't have before either, like on soundtracks. So like Return of the King has, obviously it has Faramir's, spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen Lord of the Rings at this point, but it has the music just before Faramir rides out with the soldiers of Gondor, basically to all die. But it also has Pippin's song, which they don't have on the original on the original soundtrack. It has it just like straight into it. It's so smooth.
Oh.
So I kind of understand like what you're talking about from that aspect, because I've seen it happening as a film. But the actual impact of it in a game is something else entirely.
Did you just say film?
Film?
Robert, you what, want to move to Ireland. Get with the program.
Ireland.
Why? What would you... Why would you say...
Kate!
Why would you film. Say... Why would you say...
Why would I say? Because there's only one why would I say, in the word.
No, it's film.
It's film.
No.
Movie Doris. Picture.
It's called
How's
accent.
How's it spelled, Lisa?
Robert.
That's not an accent. That's adding extra letters
no,
to a word.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No.
It's legitimate.
Because
okay.
all Americans say aluminum when it is spelt aluminium. I didn't think about that.
That's how. No, aluminum.
No, there's an I after the N at the end of it. It's aluminium. Anyway, moving on.
We are losing our listeners, folks. Alienating our dearest fans, Keith's parents.
Yes, the ones who are so deeply ingrained in the fight of American English versus proper English.
Oh, yes.
Hold up. Hold up. That is proven. That our English is what actually was being spoken in England back in the 1700s. So.
Okay, everyone's English is legit.
I originally did an English degree.
Okay.
I can prove you wrong.
That's can like I me just using, say?
I use Serena Windows XP because like, that was the first Windows. And everyone's like using better Windows. Ugh. Anyway.
Hold up. Windows XP was the first Windows? No, it was
I don't know.
Not.
It wasn't early Windows, whatever. That was the first
Windows
one that came to mind.
Windows 95, my friend.
I think
Windows
we need to, like,
95.
Retitle this episode.
Yeah,
cultural
the old
differences.
Man, the old man gets angry.
Supposedly chill podcast.
Yeah, this was supposed to be, like, super chill, and now it's got very heated
just
very quickly.
Fighting.
I just came here to fight.
Yeah. Anyway.
I told you in the plan, I'm just here to comment on things today.
Well, not really, because I'm coming to you next, buddy.
Bring it on.
You were saying earlier about, obviously, Keith mentioned about, like, he doesn't think he has the personality to pull off Let's Play Channel. And obviously, I think we all probably could because we've gotten used to the podcast and stuff. But there is somebody here who does actually stream and does it very well because I enjoyed the stream that you did most recently.
You watched
and
that?
And that is you, Robert. I did, yeah. It was like 2 a.m. here and I was like, I'm gonna watch.
How was it 2 a.m. there? It was 2 a.m. here when I did that.
Oh, that's what I meant.
You stream a lot, Robert.
Yeah, and it's always really late. I've recently picked up streaming again. Well, not again, for the first time. Mainly because the main reason why I hadn't done it before was because I didn't have the equipment to do so. And yeah. Then I was just like, oh, I can get a capture card for like $30 now. Okay.
Yeah, it's more accessible now.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know, at my old place, my roommate was a very well-known music streamer. And I kind of just didn't even want to like walk into that area because of that. I just was just like, you know what? You've got this. I'm trying to do a degree. I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
But now that the Super Mario 3D All-Stars collection came out this week.
The greatest thing in the world.
I'm just like, you know what? Let's just see what happens.
By the time this airs, it'll be like
5 weeks out, 10 weeks out.
It's been out for a while.
We got to plan a Christmas show. But yeah, so, and the only reason why, that's like the only like gaming hobby I have now is because all of my other gaming hobbies became my job.
But isn't that kind of cool?
It is, until you realize that you don't get paid for half of it. But yeah.
True.
If you'd like to donate to the Irish Video Game Orchestra, please click the low.
I was actually talking to somebody about that recently because she owns her own like photography business, and I was like, it's really cool that like you can go out and do that. And then she has her own wee art studio. She sends out cards and like they're all hand done. And she was like, this is just something I used to do for fun, and now I make a little bit of money out of it. I think I speak for everybody here when I say we all love music. As in, like, classical music, every kind of music, kind of. Yeah. When I was younger, made a point of being like, I'm not making music my job because it's my hobby and I don't want to ruin it. I now teach, and every single minute of that is not work. It's fun. And I get paid for it. So, there's something to be said for all your hobbies at the minute. I know you don't get paid for them yet.
Speak for yourself. I hate teaching. But you could. I hate teaching so much.
Oh, no, I love it.
That is so much work.
No, it's not work to me at all. Like, it's so much fun.
I mean, that's great.
Anyway, seeing as Robert has brought the tone down.
Nope. Anyway, as always. But yeah, so like the fun research stuff I used to do, that became a degree. Oh, by the way, Keith, the study... The field of study that you're looking for all this is called ludomusicology.
I was going to mention
that's
that.
That's a big old word.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the study of music and play.
Nice.
I want to make a little note here that super I have the podcast cool. plan open, and I watched Shireen type that in mid-podcast.
Like, really?
BGM thesis came across ludomusicology literally like 10 minutes into the podcast.
No. There isn't an I there.
I misspelled it.
There we go. I got you. Because
sorry to out you there, Shireen.
In the plan, because Keith is like, oh, researching the game music, is this a hobby? And I just, boom, there's an actual academic field study on this.
Yeah.
No, that became a master's dissertation. And at one point, I was the world leading researcher of video game music in the concert hall. Because I was the only researcher of video game music in the concert hall.
Fair.
I think, though...
At least you can say that, though.
I check in every once in a while to see, and I don't think anyone else has really written anything new about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to continue and hold that title for now.
Yep.
Hopefully someone will write something updated. Also, I don't think the dissertation is published anywhere. It should be. Anyway, so back to the topic at hand. Yeah.
Are you enjoying streaming?
I am. The problem is, though, like, the thing that stresses me out about it is I feel like I can't do it unless I've completed a bunch of other tasks that day.
Right.
So otherwise, I just feel like I'm wasting productive time that I should be spending on other things. So, and I mean, okay. And I feel like, though, that we all feel that when we game at all in general. It's like, oh,
yeah.
Like, you really need to learn how to compartmentalize your day a little bit more.
Maybe you don't, Keith, but.
Yeah. That's a thing.
Keith. Well, Keith, are you working on any projects that, like, you have to be responsible for your deadlines and everything right now?
I feel like another conflict coming on.
No, this is an honest question, because that's why I feel like that. It's because I've got a number of things where I keep pushing back my deadlines, and I feel bad about it.
No, I mean, the only thing that
sorry
sucks
to my
is, like,
PhD supervisor.
No, I've only got people's veins to book and work. Shout out to the NHS, I don't know.
I was going to say, that sounds a little bit creepy when you don't actually clarify.
God bless the NHS.
No, I can understand that, Robert, because obviously I love doing this, but editing the podcast, it's like I have to do that around 2-3 other jobs. One job's a bar, but you still have to be in for your shifts on time. Yeah. That is a task in itself, and making sure you have your shirts ironed and your uniform ready. Then I've got my teaching, which means I have to have my sight reading exercises for them, all their orals up to date, make sure everything's set for their grades, keep an eye for when the deadlines close, all that kind of stuff. And that's all stuff that has to come first. I legitimately, until today, when I was cleaning my room, I think my Xbox has actually been unplugged, like the power fully out, for about a month and a half, because I just haven't had time to game.
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs.
And I would love to be the sort of person who's just like, I'll do it, I'll just go and game, and
yeah,
I'll do that tomorrow, but I'm not, because it stresses me out when things aren't done.
Yeah, it's just kind of, and it's that whole, like, guilty feeling, but then at the same time, you have to realize that we all need time to decompress. We all need time to relax. Otherwise, your productive work will also be affected greatly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that thinking where I'm just like, oh, okay. I think I can start doing this properly. Or not properly, but like I can reason with myself to make me feel less bad about this.
Yeah.
Until you've been sitting there playing City Skylines for 4 hours and you're just like, where did my day go? What just happened? Yeah. All of a sudden it's dark outside and you're like,
I can't remember who said this to me, but I remember somebody telling me once, you know, it's like get all your tasks done and then go game or do whatever it is you want to do. Somebody told me maybe it's a better idea to game first and set a cutoff point, because then you've already got that out of your system. And I just remember replying, like, that would never work.
No,
because I would just want a game.
Doesn't work.
Because you're like, just one more request. Oh, look, over there's somebody who needs my help. Like, no, it doesn't happen. But Robert, what is your, you stream on Twitch?
I do stream on Twitch. My
username is... What's your client name?
Hylian Conductor.
Of course it is. I only bring that up because I knew that. I wanted to.
Well, because also like
get you to share
concerts and things get streamed over there as well, so it's kind of like a music channel. But also, hey, we don't have concerts right now, so I'm gonna sit here and play some video games. And usually, like, I'm playing through Super Mario 64 right now, and I'm a bad streamer because I will play off stream as well because I just don't care. I don't have enough viewers to actually like care that they're missing out on some stuff. Whatever. But I just, like, I'm playing through Super Mario, and I just sit there going, and, like, I'm playing and, like, humming along to the music the entire time.
Yep. That was actually the part of the stream I tuned into, and you were like, oh my god, Bob on Battlefield. So good.
Bing, bing.
If you had time, would you try and do it, like, at set times?
I mean, I'm sure I actually planned my life out, I could do that.
Yeah.
I haven't felt the need to really dedicate that much effort into it yet.
Yeah. Because I think that's something, maybe Keith, you can talk about this too, with if you did want to do Let's Plays and stuff. Like, there's channels that are putting out, like, 3 videos a day.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of them are massive companies. Like, as Keith said, Funhouse is one of those. But they have, like, four to six editors plus, like, 8 hosts. So there's stuff constantly being made. It's what they do. It's, like,
rotating around.
Wow, that'd be nice, guys, wouldn't it?
Even, like, the, you know, like, Nerdcubed or Call Me Kevin, who's, like, just has the one person on the screen or on the mic or whatever, like, they have, you know, editors as well, maybe not as much as, you know, like Funhouse do, like, so, you know, they still only have like maybe one or two as opposed to, you know, the 4 or 5 as the big people have.
Yeah,
but yeah, like, they're still not doing all the work. I'm sound like I'm coming after you, Call Me Kevin. This is my diss track. I'm so tired. I just want him to notice me. But yeah,
we'll just tag him and get on the Twitter when we're sending these all out. Instagram, tag everybody. No, I think streaming makes it easier. I do think streaming is easier to do because it's just make sure your internet connection works and you have all bits and pieces up. I think
Now I remember the other reason why I started streaming this week.
Oh, go ahead.
Internet is no longer crap. I'm now wired in, so my upload speed's like 400 megabits per second.
Wow.
So I actually like have a good connection over in my room.
Yeah.
That's the other reason.
That makes life easier. But that's the thing, though. Like, with streaming, you don't need an editor, but at a certain point, like particularly with Twitch, I know a lot of people have chat moderators once they get to a certain level and stuff like that.
I have 2 viewers and I already have one. That's because my friend Tim does nothing. Well, he does a lot. But you know what I mean? Like,
it's handy because you don't need somebody to edit it down. It's just, I'm live now. Okay, stream over. See you later. And it's done. Let's play. It's like you have to sit down and plan it. Like, even me editing this podcast video together for YouTube, it's that same idea. It's like I have to edit 4 videos, 4 audios, try and sync that up, add in whatever extra stuff we're doing. It's a lot of work for one person. And if it was just me doing like my own video and doing my own edits and trying to get all the stuff leveled, it would never work.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, it's a huge, huge task. And we're very...
Would you accept it, by the way?
I know. No, this I don't mind. This I don't mind. I'm used to it now. But like, if I was doing it for myself, I'd be like, get somebody else. Like, if it was me, I'd be like, you guys go on week. Does anybody want to edit? Does anybody need to edit? I'd be like, somebody come edit my stuff. Like,
we're still very lucky to have you and grateful.
That's sweet. Yay, I don't know how to respond to that. I don't take compliments very well. Anyway, moving on. As I was saying, seeing a Shireen was so nice. Let's go to Shireen. The notes that you made here is probably the ones that I know the least about. It's the most interesting to me because it's not a lot of them are things I wouldn't really be looking to go straight into.
Yeah.
Would you like to share?
Yeah, definitely. So I suppose just I've played video games since a young age, and in I think it was 2009, I came across a concert that would be happening in the National Concert Hall here in Dublin that was called Video Games Live. Yeah. And this is the very first time I'd heard of like video game music in concert. And it was such an incredible concert. And basically, Video Games Live, set up by there's a bit of a note here. C. Roberts dissertation. Okay, no, obviously.
I watched that get tagged in. I'm going to cut to my face when that went in because I really did just go.
Obviously,
he's also been highlighting the plan as we're going. So,
obviously, you could talk to us about the history of gay music in the concert hall. But I suppose just from a personal experience, that was the first time I had come across it, and it was so much fun, and. It was the first time that I had, obviously heard this kind of music in this orchestral setting, but also started hearing music from all these games that I hadn't played. And that was really, I found these, I'd write down if they'd be now Castlevania, I'd be I want to record this for I want to take a note of that to look it up later. I just attached some links there actually for the Castlevania OST because I hadn't played the game, but oh my God, the music. Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
It's so cool.
Yeah, definitely. And so that really kind of affected, how I would see video games play a role in my life, because I was wow, I didn't even know this was possible to take video games into the concert hall. I really love music. Playing piano, I like singing. Wouldn't this be an amazing career to have, And kind of pretty much ever since then, I've been always trying to I've been always having that kind of dream in the distance. That would be really cool to sing for a video game, right?
What I will say about you, this is just a little note, and to show the kind of the impact that's had, I know Sour Candy isn't a video game song, but you can do all these songs in Japanese. Yeah. I hadn't heard it until I'd heard your version of it. So now when I hear it in stores, I'm like, it's not
that's
right.
Shireen's
it's song. Supposed to be in Japanese. Yeah, but you know what I mean? I go, it's not right. But it's cool that anything that you've done already, covers and stuff you've done, even with the orchestra, it's you can do it in Japanese, you can do it in Irish, you can do it in all these different ways. And it's cool that it's opened these doors for you, that you're able to go and do that.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... It just encouraged me, and you were saying earlier about your hobbies mightn't be making you music now, but it's always good to, kind of keep that up, and they can become, I suppose, such a big part of your world. And
that's the really example positive. I can kind of give there is I'm really into music theater. Don't know if anybody knew that on this podcast.
I knew from your Instagram, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, that two-hour drive from Dublin after WorldCon.
Oh my God!
Where
yes.
we're belting Wicked the entire way home.
I forgot about that.
We should do a musical.
You guys like Wicked
with Con? It was Con and who else was in the backseat?
No, it was just the three of us, because everybody else was in.
That's right, because I had to take the cello. I had to take the cello. Yeah. Yeah, and Khan was in the back just going, I am living for this.
I know, it's so much fun. But I've totally lost my point there that I was going to go with.
So you're saying music.
Totally derailed.
You were saying you do. So you were talking about your experience with musical theater. And how...
Yes, yeah. So I kind of know what I was going into now. So it's obviously, music theatre to me, it's not really a job I can go into. Particularly in Ireland, there isn't a lot of opportunity for it.
Yeah.
But I remember there was a Q&A happening with Alex Brightman on Twitter, who is a fabulous Broadway actor. He does Beetlejuice, and he was Dewey Finn in the School of Rock musical.
Yeah.
And he was I'm doing a Q&A, so send me all your questions. And people were asking him about his dogs and stuff like that. And I remember reaching out and being what would you say to somebody who is kind of only got her feet back in the door.
Yeah.
And doesn't, like, she's just found out she wants to do this. And he was like, there's just start now, because if you have acted or sung or something, you aren't learning. You are an actor, you are a singer. I was like, that's really cool for any hobby, because it, like, Robert, you're probably sitting there going like, oh yeah, I do my streaming and stuff, but I'm not a streamer. Well, to me, you are, because you're the only other person I know who does it. You know what I mean?
I only started this week.
I know, but you're still, you know what I mean? You are a streamer. And for you, Shireen, it's like, you're posting your covers on YouTube and, well, it's got up on Apple Music and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's like we are very self-depreciating in ourselves, but there's so many doors open, particularly with gaming music, that you can go. And I think one of the big ones, obviously, is the lead songs that they always use for Final Fantasy games.
Yeah.
Because they always have a song both in Japanese and in English. Mm-hmm. You could do both of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I know, that's the dream, you know? That's the dream. But yeah, absolutely. And, like, that's the way that you can take things from being, a dream into, like, reality as well. Because you're like, okay, I'm a singer. Like, I'm an actor. This is, you know, this is my craft. This is what I'm working on. And that can kind of validate, your experiences and... kind of what you want going for
and because game music now is such a big thing, and like, we're not the only video game orchestra, you best stay with us, but there's others that you could reach out to if you want to. Do you know what I mean?
No other gaming orchestra has a podcast, so
Robert's keeping his mouth shut because he has to keep relationships with these other groups.
Well, to be fair, was it not the last one where you said, stop plugging other groups to me?
I'm not saying anything.
We're going to help each other in our community, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? What? What's that? What'd you say?
He's just going to talk over
anyway.
You.
Anyway.
Shireen, what'd you say?
I said, hello, Robert, that? How are you?
That's not what you said. You said something about our community.
Said we have to lift each other up, you know.
Well, maybe they shouldn't have come in on our turf. Anyway.
Sorry to anybody who's listening with headphones. I'm pretty sure Robert just picked the audio.
I think my laughs tend to actually as well. I'm so sorry, Lisa.
That was an Adam note one week. It was just like, yes, it's Shireen's laughs. She's like a couple of decibels higher than everybody else.
Yeah.
I was like, she can't help that. Leave her alone.
It's a comment throughout my life.
Anyway, would you ever consider streaming yourself, Shireen?
Streaming?
Like, you could stream, like, little, like, 15-minute concerts.
You should be
concerts.
A music streamer.
Yeah.
But, like, I suppose because I don't, like, it would just be a cappella, like, hey...
It doesn't have to be.
Like, I would watch that.
Build some backing track, man.
It's just 4 hours of her going, hey. Welcome to the stream, lads.
But, like,
I'm going to sing now.
Comment below if you...
What she wasn't showing us, for anybody who's watching, isn't watching on YouTube, she had her hand up in the air there, but it kind of looked like you were holding a glass of wine.
So, hey.
Ooh, now drink music
guys,
streams.
Hey guys, hand up holding a glass of wine.
No.
Oh no,
no
they go bad.
No.
Keith is never allowed to drink on the podcast again.
That's going
to
stop
me.
I'm
not allowed to drink, period.
Music streams, like, there's guys obviously who go and arrange music on streams, and I haven't watched an awful lot of them. I think I've watched one guy, and it was only because I saw a little clip where his cat walked on and played like these jazz chords by accident as it was walking along. He was like, oh, that was really nice.
That's
but like
cute.
I always think like little even little short streamed concerts are pretty cool, and like, you could do this little 15 minutes, like 15 minutes is 3 songs and your introduction, you know what I mean? Just like, I'm here just 15 minutes of crack with you guys, like, and then just show off for 15 minutes, basically.
Yeah, I suppose I don't have a following, really. So, and that's the thing, like, obviously, like, you have to make content to, like, build a following.
Yeah.
But then once you have a following, that, like, encourages you to create content as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's definitely an idea. I suppose I feel that, yeah, I suppose if I was just singing a cappella, I don't think it would be that earth-shattering. When I don't have, like, I suppose, yeah, like followers who are like, oh, that's Shujinko. I wanna listen to, like, what Shujinko has going on. Like, we're not there yet.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because you're like, it's not going to be earth-shattering or earth-breaking, whatever. This podcast is not earth-breaking, but we still do it.
I don't know, but that's because I get to have fun with you guys.
My mom says it's the best podcast she's ever listened to, so...
It's
the only podcast she's ever listened to.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Yeah, my dad, like, listened to, like, half of an episode, and he was like, you're laughing a lot. And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Yep.
My parents don't know what a podcast is.
I always say to my mom on a Monday afternoon, yeah, I'm podcasting at 7 o'clock, and she goes, podcasting. It's like a word that doesn't exist in her brain.
Casting on a pod.
Casting on a pod.
It can be.
But aside, back to the point,
yes.
Aside from... music streaming, would you consider game streaming?
The first time I did like streaming on Twitch was just like Jackbox, like the online like group playing or whatever, and that was really, really fun. I suppose I do play mainly the Switch these days, and I'd have to like because you can't stream directly from the Switch, you'd have to like set up like a system, which I wouldn't be.
Jackbox would be a good one for the orchestra members.
I know, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean,
they actually showed up. Yeah, I'm not. I sound like I'm in such a mood today. I'm really not. I'm just being snarky.
Do you know this episode is like set to air like 25th of November?
Yep.
We really should pick up our schedule. But anyway.
So, you know, maybe by then people will become involved in the podcast. We shall see.
Yeah.
What's the likelihood of that happening though?
Comment below if you'd like.
Anyway, back on topic, here's where I announce myself as being a previous Let's Player.
Ooh.
Because one of the things that I'm really fascinated about is writing game reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I had a website. My brother still, actually, the website still exists, and my brother still writes for it, but we just don't really, we try to make it really, it's called the Bulb Games. And the reason is because years ago, when he was coming up with his Xbox gamer tag on like his first Xbox, he couldn't come up with anything, but he was fascinated by the movie I Am Legend. It had just come out, but obviously that was taken. And he decided, I know what's funny, I am Lightbulb. So that's where the Bulb Games came from, because it was just like,
I am Lightbulb.
I am Lightbulb. Yeah, but that's sort of where the Bulb Games, it was originally the Bulb Blog, and then it became the Bulb Games, because obviously we're talking about games.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing like game reviews, and like we did a couple, the one I did, and actually got quite a bit of traction on, was for Yoshi's Woolly World.
Oh, cool. I need to check out this website.
And then we were doing, a lot of it got taken down when we sort of stopped doing it properly, but he now uploads when he has time. Obviously, we both work full time. It's hard.
Yeah.
So, like, I would love to be back doing that. I prefer the writing side of the website.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, because it's easier to do. You can take your time, and
yeah,
once it's done, and then you can just put it schedule. Whereas a video, there's so much more that goes into it. But we did do a bunch of little Let's Plays. We did Portal for a while, and we were going to do the Flame of the Flood. But we were going to do it like it was like a survival guide. So that's something that I think is really cool. In terms of like stuff that I've done before, I like doing it like it's creative writing. So not to immediately talk about the Elder Scrolls again. I did one for the Elder Scrolls, which was my 10 favorite places or locations in the game and stuff like that. But I wrote it from the point of view of like in this tavern that night. Like it was somewhat like an old adventurer telling their story to somebody else.
Cool.
Of their travels.
Yeah.
And it was sort of based like that. I like writing articles like that. That might be classified as fan fiction, but
yeah.
I'm not quite sure because it was more going into the game and aspects of like the game's development and stuff like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we were going to do one with Flame in the Flood, which was basically the last play was going to be how long could I survive on survival mode and try and keep myself alive for all this length of time. But then we'd have like a written part, which would be me writing it out. Like it's kind of the way the game presents it. So it's presented like a journal and just like writing down notes, like the date, the notes, little pictures. Like I would have hand drawn them myself kind of thing. But the pictures would have been like actual cuts from the game, like from our last play. And he had one which was, I can't remember the full name of it, but he was going to play every single Legend of Zelda game from start to finish. I think the plan was to do it in order of timeline. So he would do Skyward Sword first and then start splitting it up.
Which timeline, though?
Oh, come on. That's what I kind of said. There's like a universally accepted canon timeline.
Yeah, but it breaks into three parts.
It splits in three.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And this is why I don't play Zelda.
No conflict.
Should I get the book? Should I get the book? I have it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
You can debunk Hyrule Historia a lot just by what game developers have said.
True.
Which sounds kind of... Anyway, I think the plan was to do, like, right through to, obviously, Ocarina of Time, and then do... the Majora's Mask timeline, because that's like the one that's nearly enough like an immediate follow, because that would be Majora's Mask, and then I think Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
At the time we were doing that, Majora's Mask 3D had just come out, so it was a good time to do that and things. But I really enjoyed that, like not having it as like a YouTube channel or a streaming thing, like it was a website that had all these different aspects. So, like, some of it was just, here's a bit of game news. So, like, here's that this developer's working on this week. Here's games we enjoyed this week. Here's five games you can enjoy on the toilet.
Five games you can enjoy on the toilet?
Yeah.
Hold on, before we get into that, does anyone else remember when the GameCube finally had wireless controllers and you could then actually play from the toilet?
Yep.
GameCube's before my time.
I still have those, I think.
Keith, you're a child.
Yeah. Child with a beard. Screw you.
Any age is welcome to listen to our podcast. We are not against true. You.
Podcast.
No.
Well, actually, no. We are not a kid-friendly podcast.
No. We tried in the first episode and failed miserably. Not gonna happen. Failed from there on out.
We failed in the first 5 minutes of this episode with Keith.
What did I say this time?
If Keith wasn't here... Maybe.
You'll hear end of November. Oh, okay.
You'll get to listen back eventually. But no, it's like I enjoy doing that. I would like to get back into like actual game reviews. But the problem with that, and maybe it's the same if you were ever thinking about doing Let's Play, is it's trying to keep on top of new games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you don't have access to them or money to get them. Because you constantly need to be keeping on top of that sort of stuff. And it's a lot of work on top of your job. And obviously now, if I was to do it around teaching, I'd be researching the stuff I need for each podcast episode if needed, my stuff for teaching, then every bit of research I would need for that. It's a lot of work, which is why I like to think of it as a hobby more than as something that I want to make big and make old money out of. Because at least then I get to enjoy what I'm doing. And I still get that even out of, like, music and stuff. So, like, being in the orchestra, editing this podcast, doing my teaching, it's still a hobby. I still enjoy it. I just happen to make money out of that side of it now. So,
that's the dream.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else can really relate to that or understands where I'm coming with that, but that's kind of what I'm sort of into.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, would you like to do more of the website with your brother? Like, do you want to like keep that up and do more of that kind of creative writing?
Yeah, I think because when I was in school, like, creative writing was also a bit of an outlet.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy kind of taking on that aspect of I'm actually in the game world.
Yeah.
And even if you're doing it as, you don't have like a player character, it's not made, you're playing as somebody, viewing a game through some, like, a different point of view or somebody else's eyes is really fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like sort of producing things that are, like, it shows people the game and, like, here's what you can do. So, like, if I was doing, say, I'm going to go to Fallout 4 because it's the one I know survival mode in best, it's like, where do you find fresh water? Where do you have to go to get this sort of material that you need to upgrade your water purifiers, get better buildings, stuff like that? I like doing that just as like help for people who have never played the game, but I also like doing it in a creative way that it kind of lets me get all that kind of energy out that I don't get to get out anywhere else, except in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, I find creative writing fun. Like, I have a leather-bound notebook that one of my friends got me years ago where I'm writing down, where I wrote down story ideas and stuff, and they all kind of stem from gaming. And it's like, I would like to develop that. Yeah. And it's something that I get out of gaming itself, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could be cool to, like, yeah, like, to be able to, like, make money and stuff from that sort of thing as well. But obviously the end goal shouldn't always be to make money and make it a career. But, to, like, make that kind of, you know, to have your articles and have that website seen by a lot of people and read and enjoyed would be really cool as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it's like, I think that's why I made the point with this of calling this gaming hobbies, not like other gaming jobs.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Definitely. We all enjoy those sorts of things. Like, obviously Keith enjoys doing his the game music research. You enjoy doing your game music covers. Robert's enjoying his streaming and stuff like that, but it's still a hobby. Like, even though they're all things you can kind of make
like a living out of
eventually, it's kind of more about just enjoying, like, the community that can come out of games, because everybody will find what you're doing eventually because they are looking up the games and they're looking up what more information can I find out, and eventually you end up on page 6 of Google and it'll show up eventually, like,
yeah.
Page 6. I'm on page 1.
Oh, look at,
if you look up,
look
my
at
name.
This. Look at this. Page 1.
Well, you have to bleep that.
I know, but it's me who's bleeping it, so it's fine. We're allowed 1. That was your rule. So
I think that was like the least. Like, I think everything we've said has been more, you know, controversial.
Yeah, anything
than
that wasn't actually a swear.
Yeah.
Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
Keith anyway. Is smiling and
giving a thumbs up to all
having
the
a little
people.
Giggle to himself. Just to kind of round us off here, because I don't want to run too far over time.
For once. Yeah. For once in our life.
For I'm once.
Like, oh gosh, we had 2 points we did not hit at all.
I know, I'm going into the last one, don't worry. Do we think any of these that we've talked about, or any other sort of game and hobbies, or just ways to kind of enjoy games, do we think we could get the orchestra in behind any others? Like, we've talked kind of about getting the orchestra on streaming, but
That's something I'd really like to see. Like, as in, even like to have like a streaming channel with members who stream games, etc. But comment below if that's something that you'd be interested in consuming.
I don't want to edit that, please. That's a lot more.
I think it's a live stream. No, my biggest concern is just getting people to commit.
Oh no, iPhone storage full. My video is gone. Is that okay?
Shireen is now just a picture on the screen.
Womp womp.
There's always one.
Make sure it's a good one. I think it's a big commitment to do something like that, though. And already asking our musicians to, you know, continue practicing and be a part of the orchestra. And then on top of that, going, hey, you want to stream? You want to put down like another 4 hours a week to commit to being a part of this other thing that we're doing?
But we do that for the podcasts.
That's because we weren't doing anything else.
Yeah, we're just mob people. And
realistically, weeks it is going to be... We are going to have special guests and stuff, but like most weeks it is us four at the minute, so...
Yeah.
We have had a special guest before.
Yeah.
We will continue on.
The one thing... This podcast basically has turned into either therapy or just a chance for the four of us just to hang out and laugh at each other. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And annoy the listeners.
I'm so sorry, listeners. Yeah. Mum and dad.
Keith's mom
and
dad.
We love you. But we've sort of been talking behind the scenes about things that the orchestra could maybe look into in the future. I don't think, obviously, like the things I'm talking about, like, you can't get the orchestra to do game reviews, but... you could get people who would be down for streaming, not every week, but just every now and again, like doing a wee 1 hour stream, even once a month or something, for anybody who would be interested. Because like the likes of Jackbox and particularly now Among Us, which I would hate to be the person who was trying to do that stream, because that game, you need to be tuned into everybody's capture at the one time. But they're really fun to watch. I mean, like, it's competition for anybody who is into those kind of games. Or we could do Adam's suggestions, which he suggests nearly every week, which is Dungeons & Dragons. Just have, like, orchestra Dungeons & Dragons session.
I would be down, especially for, like, a one-shot
a
game.
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun. And we do it in a really big arena. With the rest of the orchestra off to the side, and just everyone else just sitting at a card table on this platform in the middle of the arena, just a single camera over top.
That's a lot more effort than I think most of our members are willing to put in.
I'm just going to keep saying this until it happens.
But yeah, something like that would be cool down the line. If anybody has any suggestions, please let us know. Do any of you three have any other suggestions or ideas? That was a deafening silence. Okay.
No, I think you've covered everything.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Yeah.
On that note, then, being absolutely shunned on our last question, we're going to wrap up this episode. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. Thank you always for coming back.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to Side Stage with the IVGO. And we will see you again on the next episode. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Farewell, parents.